I'm joined by Gary Van Gulik from Human Rights Watch. Gary, as a women's rights advocate, what does it mean to have three women take home the Nobel Peace Prize this year?
We think it's an incredible recognition of what we can achieve with women participating in peace processes and in demonstrations. I think these women are not just there because they're women. They're awarded this prize because of their incredible roles so far in toppling regimes and in changing democracies throughout the world.
And they spoke of the ability of the award to change perceptions in the Arab world, where there are issues with women's rights, and I suppose the same is true of Africa. Do you think these awards really have the ability to do that?
Well, let's hope that they at least show a recognition of the role of women. It's a clear statement that says you cannot achieve, any lasting peace, any democracy, unless women are part of the process and unless women's rights are at the heart of the reform systems. And that is what we are unfortunately not seeing in some of the places that have gone through this Arab Spring, like Egypt, where women aren't at the heart of the process.
And these women, it would be fair to say that they weren't necessarily household names in perhaps the West, compared to some of the people who were talked about winning as potential winners. In terms of Human Rights Watch, though, presumably you were aware of the work of these three women.
Yes, absolutely, and we have worked with them. Most recently, of course, with Mrs. Karman in Yemen, where this struggle is still very much alive, and it's a struggle that the whole world should pay attention to. And certainly, this prize will help that.
And do you think these are women who should be household names?
I think they should be, absolutely. I think with them, of course, there are many others without any notoriety or without any fame. But I feel that these women are certainly standout names that should be known everywhere. Perhaps there are still more often men who are well known in these struggles, and I feel women play just as an important part and should be so well known as men in this process.
And women have been underrepresented when you look at the sort of list of winners over the years. Would you hope that more women would be recognised in this way in future?
We hope so. I mean, we fought very hard for a very long time at, the United Nations and international fora that women have to be part of, one, the peace process itself. Women have to be part of the negotiations. But secondly, of course, also they have to be part in governments. They have to be part in parliaments. And what we really strongly see in those countries where women do participate, and I believe Liberia is an example there. We see some progress, at least on women's rights issues. And we've made progress at the United Nations, where there's a clear recognition that there can be no negotiation of peace without any women at the table. What we need now is countries to realize this, and this can be an extra push, that they have to implement those regulations.